Welcome to the Timely Beaver for August 29th, 2005. Today on the show, we finally have Emily, and we don't know what the hell we're gonna talk about. So stay tuned and enjoy. Now, bump it!
Hey everyone, welcome to another Timely Beaver. We're proud to finally have on the show Emily. She's been an integral part of the Timely Beaver from its get-go with the original Timely Beaver show ideas and much, much more. Say hello, Emily.
Hello, class.
You have to be married.
Hello, class.
Yes, Emily is here and she's joining us for the very first time. So tell us, how have you been lately? What have you been doing?
I've been knitting.
Knitting?
Knitting. I've learned to knit, and so I've been knitting.
How did you learn how to knit? It's an interesting story.
I was at the beach and met some older ladies who offered me a bottle of wine and to sit out on the sidewalk in front of their little shop, and they taught me how to knit. Couldn't pass up that.
No, that's quite nice. So yeah. She's going to be sitting here knitting and as we talk about stuff, but yes, knitting.
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 Knitting like the elders.
So, we've had a very interesting week here, or weekend, let's
week.
Just say.
Well, week. The whole week has been a nightmare.
Yeah, so, as you probably heard on the previous one, I kind of got into a bit of the kitty fiasco.
Oh, yeah, the kitty fiasco.
Yes.
The kitties are much, much better now, though. Kitties are much, much better now.
Yes, a little bit louder, a little bit closer to the mic. Just for goodness sakes. All right, we'll get resituated here. Oh, that's better.
It's making me lick the microphone for all of you people out there.
Yeah. So, yeah, I had to cut the last Timely Beaver a bit short because me and Dave went off on a tirade about the war in Iraq, Bush, different things. We played Adam Curry's quote. That he had on his podcast earlier last week, and it was an interesting insight into the politics surrounding Iraq and kind of what peaceful protesters against it, and how Bush isn't fessing up to what the real reason is, and stuff like that. But we won't divulge or go into that because, well, it's just not what the Timely Beaver is about. Timely Beaver is more about just having fun, sitting back, and
chatting. Chit-chatting.
Exactly.
Talking amongst yourselves.
So, I must ask, since we are here, we gave some things to the Goodwill today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
We did. And did you ever give away the Kama Sutra book?
No. The Kama Sutra book is in the bookcase. It's not going anywhere. I did give up your hand guide to dating or whatever that was, hand guide survival of dating or whatever that was.
Without my permission, she goes through my books. She writes.
I did not. I told him there's a pile of stuff there. If you want it, take it. Otherwise, it's going. He had fair warning. And I don't see that he needs that survival handbook for dating or whatever.
Well, now that I'm not dating. But I may again someday.
Yeah, you may.
If you decide to leave me.
We'll see about that.
Let's see here. What else has been going? Oh, you were with me. You came and saw the White Stripes with me.
I did, yes.
Now tell everyone what your opinion of the White Stripes was.
Well, seeing as I am a big fan of the White Stripes, it completely rocked, and was completely, completely inspired by Meg, and I'm going to take up drumming once I have a basement to put a drum set in. So, I was impressed. It was one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Yeah, it definitely kicked butt. I mean, mm-hmm. It was just a rock-ass show.
Yeah, they played all of the songs that I had hoped to hear.
Which is rare in a concert. Yeah. You go, oh, I hope they play this, this, and this. You know,
yeah,
and
on the car ride over there, I named three random songs that I wanted them to play, and they played all three of them. So,
yeah, no, that was really cool. I mean, yeah. it was something completely unexpected. I mean, they really went through
all of their albums, everything.
Yeah, it was cool that they, you know, were playing stuff off every album, and they were really. I was surprised at how little they actually said to the audience.
Yeah.
But just how much they interacted with the audience mm-hmm. while they were playing. I liked Jack White's little. It wasn't like a mic. I called it the Michael Jackson dance.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of like a slide, hip-hop, shoving your head in and out.
Yeah, he did this little, like, blues slide. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, with his feet and neck, and it was really sweet. And
he looked smooth. Ted only wishes he could be that smooth with his big feet.
Yeah, my clumsy big feet. Let's see here. What else is going on?
Oh, I got an iPod. I am finally part of the rest of the world, and I'm going to get in my iPod. It should be here hopefully by Wednesday or Thursday.
Hopefully so.
Hopefully.
Hopefully so.
I'm not ever allowed to buy anything again on my lunch break.
Yeah.
But I have an iPod.
she's had some bad experiences, but she does some interesting
impulse shopper. I've bought in cars, I've bought in iPods, a lot of clothing that turned out to be a bad decision.
All on your lunch break.
I almost bought a house.
Now, I want to hear about this house because I just heard about this today. Tell me about the house.
Well, I found that really cool house that I wanted over in Selwood. And then, so I started looking into it and I started applying for a home loan on the internet. And then luckily my boss came in and he had something for me to do. Otherwise, I probably would have gone through with it. And try to have gotten pre-approved for the home loan. And
oh, that's funny.
Yeah. It was a nice house, and I thought, well, I like it. So, even if you don't want to live there with me, it had awesome floors.
And let's see here. Oh, we're almost finished going through all the new Simpsons DVD.
Oh, yeah.
I have to say, though, the sixth season is really just a kick-ass season.
Yeah, they have the one episode where it was, was it the clown that tried
Krusty?
To kill...
Krusty?
No, not Krusty. Sideshow Bob comes back and he runs for mayor or something like that. And they were talking about all this political stuff. And this was written in 1994. And I thought it was fit in perfect what was happening today and with the election this year or last...
Which I think is rather funny because me and Dave talked about that on the last show.
Oh, did you?
Well, you notice it's not just me and Dave who thought that resembled the recent election, but Emily thought so as well.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Well, you've been putting up with me jamming a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave and me have been trying to do some more jams as well. We had a slight problem on Friday. We couldn't get the technology to work with us.
Was it after the many, many beers?
This was before the many, many beers. This was before the many, many beers. But yeah, the beers got me through trying to spend 4 hours to get everything to work and then just saying, fuck it. And dropping in, just doing a Timely Beaver instead, which is how the last Timely Beaver started, with two drunken friends. Because we were both spending way too long trying to get it to work, and, well, the beers kept flowing, I'm sure, and, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, what else?
I don't know, Let's see, what else have we done this weekend?
Well, this weekend we've been pretty lazy.
Resting up.
Yeah, resting after the long week of not much sleep with the cats.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of other little things that were going on.
Yeah.
Which really deprived us of sleep, and I think this weekend, I know, at least me, I Friday night was like the longest I'd stayed up. It was like, I got up. Well, I went to bed about 1:30 Friday night, and I was up at 7:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday night, I was supposed to jam with Dave, but I had to cancel because
you were out by like 10 o'clock on Saturday night.
Yeah, I was tired last night.
Yeah.
I mean, it was bad, but
yeah.
But hopefully now I'm feeling rejuvenated. I got like 9 hours sleep last night, so. Hopefully everything will be good.
Hopefully we'll make it through this week and we'll get on a plane and head up to Canada, eh?
Eh.
Eh.
So, let's see here. I was listening to, I don't know, I've talked about Dawn and Drew with you a bit when they say two in the pink, one in the stink.
Yeah.
and a few other things that they've talked about. But there's this new show I'm listening to called Soccer Girl Incorporated, where she does what is called, or she deems it as a bath cast, where she does the podcast from the bathtub, and she tells exotic stories.
Okay. And sounds I went, like fun.
Yeah, it's pretty fun, but I went to her website, and I could not believe how many nudie pictures she has of herself on the website.
I am not putting up nudie pictures on the Timely Beaver. So.
Oh, come on. You don't want the world to see your Timely Beaver?
No, I do not want the world to see my Timely Beaver.
Aw, what a shame. I was trying. I was pulling for all of you out there. But Emily won't have a go.
Sorry, folks.
Yes.
If you haven't seen it by now, you're not going to see it.
What else? What else? This is just kind of going to be a short show, kind of a recap. Since last week, I really was just running the contest and not much else. And nobody else has written in for the next Neutron Dawn. I'm giving away to the first person to write in. Just say you want the Neutron Dawn albums or say you want the CDs. And the first person to write in, I will send you out that CD. So I haven't seen anyone write in yet. Again, it's only been a day, but yeah, it's still out there if you want it. I guess in which case, I'll play a brand spanking new Neutron Dawn song, which was just finished in the studios today. It's a demo, a rough cut, and it's called Westview. This is up the our upcoming album called Where the Kaleidoscope Ends. Enjoy. That you hope you all enjoyed that sneak peek.
My, how time flies.
My, how time flies.
Yep.
So, now, what are your plans for this week?
My plans for this week include going to work, doing some laundry and packing for the trip.
Oh, really?
Yes. Perhaps I may wash my car.
Really?
Yes, it's very dirty.
You have a thing about washing your car.
I do.
Do you have a cleanliness issue?
I do.
You really do?
I avoid it at all costs.
Well, all right.
Well, actually, I heard that it's going to rain tomorrow, so I thought I'd just throw some soap on there and let the weather take care of the rest.
I did that once.
I know, and it worked really well.
It
so
did.
I'm going to try it.
I did it. I also... I did a lot of that back in college. I was like, oh, it's raining. I'll go wash my car.
Well, I'm a starving college student, so that's just going to be how it is.
Now, you also have... So you're getting this iPod.
Mm-hmm.
And
which I'm paying, apparently, more for the shipping than the actual iPod. Thanks a lot, eBay.
Yeah, well...
Don't buy anything on your lunch break. Read the fine print, because that's where they get you.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm sure others of you have these eBay stories. I've been very lucky with my eBay purchases. I tend to be a little bit more frugal and choosy.
Cheap. He means cheap.
I might mean cheap. I might not. It depends.
So you're just smart. You're smarter about your money. You do your research and look into stuff. And I'm spontaneous.
Well, spontaneity gets you a lot of good places, and you know I'm not.
I have more fun. I don't have.
Yeah, you have more fun. I'm more of a planner than.
I hate that word plan.
Yeah.
Plan for your life. Plan for your retirement. Plan. You spend all your time planning. You don't have any. Time to have fun.
I plan when I'm going to do it with you.
That never really works out for you, does it?
No, we're running opposite schedules. Oh, well. That's how the cookie crumbles.
Maybe we should explain to the listening audience out there that Ted and I are living in sin. Cohabitate,
procreate.
Yes. Not procreate. We do not procreate. We done did it, though.
Oh, this! If my mom listens to this, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Marshall. We get a shout out to my mom. Hey, Mom.
Oh, well, that's what you get when you're rounding out your 20s.
Yeah.
But I was a good child until I met you, and then you turned me around into this horrible life where I'm sinful, and I'm going out with hooligans all night long.
Please.
Feeding Alka-Seltzer to penguins.
You're not feeding Alka-Seltzer. We're giving, what is that stuff, the Pepsi to our cats, not Alka-Seltzer to penguins. You're cut off.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It's but, okay. I made you a hooligan. You domesticated me. So.
Well, we're looking forward to, on a different, rerouting topic again. I saw previews for the 17th season of The Simpsons. And oh man, I hope they can pull it off. But it looks like they're gonna try to bust their balls for the last. I'm gonna assume last three seasons. I'm just gonna assume they're gonna go 20 and call it quits.
I hope not.
Well, how long can a cartoon go on? I mean, it's going up to beat the longest running sitcom of all time, besides a soap opera, which isn't a sitcom. It's just crap. It's a one season plot line or a one show plot line drawn out over a season.
No, it goes on for years and years and years because they can bring it back. I know. All my children, I grew up watching that show with my mom. It was the only time she ever sat down during the day, 3 o'clock when all my children came on. I felt like I grew up in Pine Valley with Erica Kane and all of them. And so even now, if I'm homesick or something, when it comes on, I'll still watch it.
And you still know where they are.
And I still know where they are. There's a few new people, but the basic, you know, characters are still there. And it just, they all are married to the opposite person now.
Well, good to know.
Yeah.
Well, I think that will just about do it for tonight's show. Any last minute comments? Any shout-outs?
Nope. No shout-outs, no comments.
Well, I'm gonna.
I think I'm done.
I'm gonna give a couple shout-outs here. Our buddy Sam sick.
Aww.
Yeah. So I wanna hope Sam gets well, and our buddy Mike's down in California, and I hope he's doing well as well.
We miss you, Mikey.
Yeah, we miss you, Mike. Yeah, I mean it's sad not having the crew around. I mean,
yeah,
you.
Everybody's dispersed for the week.
Yeah, everybody has dispersed. Dan, the Spanish conquistador man, he's playing in a wedding, or he played in a wedding this weekend, guitar. Talked to him Friday night.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me. I want to know, how many weddings can they possibly fit into one place? We were at McMinimum's last night. At the Cornelius Pass one, they had 3 weddings going on different parts of the lawn.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
that was definitely weird.
We were scared to walk anywhere because we didn't want to interrupt.
But it was fun.
Yeah, it was nice. They turned down the music for one wedding while the ceremony was going in the other
one.
Yeah,
when we were there, when we were sitting there having dinner and drinking a few beers and watching all the weddings happen around us, they were playing some scary music. It was like
Ice Ice Baby and what were the other ones? Oh, that I'm Too Sexy For You, whatever.
Yeah, I mean they were really doing some strange songs. It was like, is this a high school reunion wedding, or is this just like tormenting us with bad songs from the past?
I think they were just tormenting us.
Yeah, and some people around us were even singing along to some of the songs that were being played. And this was not a band. They were just blaring the albums.
It was the DJ, and it was just, you know, playing. It was cute, though, because all the little kids that were over in the courtyard where the restaurant part was still open, they were dancing around and having great fun. So that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
It was cute to see the 4-year-old toddlers dancing around to I'm Too Sexy.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts. All right.
I remember I bought that single when I was in 7th grade.
You did not.
I did too. I went to, what was it, Sam Goody or whatever? And they had singles for $3 or 3 for $10, and I bought that one and Nirvana, and I can't remember the other. Oh, the other one was Red Hot Chili Peppers.
What Red Hot Chili Pepper?
I think it was Under the Bridge or something like that. And my mom made me take back Under the Bridge because it had a swear word or something like that in it.
Oh, you mean the explicit lyrics tag?
Yeah. No, she would listen to it, and I don't even remember what was on the other side, the B-side of the single.
Suck My Kiss.
I don't know what it was.
Kiss My Suck.
I don't know. But she let me.
On this.
I thought it was so funny. She let me keep the Nirvana ones, but she made me take back the Under the Bridge ones.
Well, the Nirvana ones.
She couldn't understand what they were actually saying.
Well, there was no swear words in it.
No.
That's the one thing I'm always impressed about when I'm a gigantic Nirvana fan, but I'm always impressed that Nirvana never swore.
Mm-hmm.
But people, religious folks, hated them.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the content with no swear words. But Guns N' Roses with Use Your Illusion, Appetite for Destruction, Motley Crue's. Now, the other week, I talked once about the Rockstar in Excess, which I watched once by accident, and it wasn't too bad, but, yeah, it held my attention like American Idol. Now I saw Tommy Lee Goes to College, and I watched an episode of that, and I was like, oh, how low are these,
That's how low the networks can go. You can't get much lower than that.
It's like what we saw the Simpsons with the CNN, NBC, CBS, ABC, brought to you by ABC.
No, I'm sorry. They can get lower because I was flipping channels earlier and I came across, what is that show on the entertainment network? The Girls Next Door, which is following the Playmates around, the Hugh Hefner's Playmates around.
Oh, yeah. I saw a little. I think you were watching that. I walked in the room and I sat down and watched it. And My God, those girls have the IQ of a fourth grader.
Some of them do. One of them is actually really smart. I don't understand what she's doing there. So
yeah, but most of them are just like, oh, I'm naked. Rub me down. Oh, it's her birthday. We got to get your birthday cake and blow it the cake. Ooh, I was covering the birthday cake with my...
But I was surprised that most of them are his little playmates, the girls that live with him, aren't in Playboy. They've never been...
Are you serious? His little girls haven't been in Playboy?
Yeah, and they get jealous because of the other girls he brings in there to do photo shoots. And they get jealous because of it. Because they've never been in Playboy. And one of them was crying because I guess Hef told her that she'll never be in it. And she can live with him, but she can't pose for his magazine. So
that's really interesting because the girl that... Well, I know one of them in the show that I saw you watch and I sat down for like the last 20 minutes.
Recognized her, huh?
No, I didn't recognize her. I was like, wow. She looks like a porcelain Barbie doll, all dolled up, blonde hair. Kind of looked like Gwen Stefani with a lot of makeup on. But, you know, she was bumping out everywhere. You know, she was very...
big.
Yeah, very, very...
blessed. Blessed in the chest.
Blessed all around. But it was just like... And her job was to keep everyone, it sounded like to keep everyone in line.
There's one that she kind of takes on the, I guess.
Oh, that's right. He has 8 or 7 of them?
Yeah, I don't know. There's 3 of them that are on the show and that agree to be on the show. I don't know if there's more, but there's one that's like she seems like she's the, I don't know, top bitch. I don't know what you would call that.
The top bitch.
Like she's the leader of the harem, I guess. So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I think the Simpsons are almost on.
Yep.
So we're going to wish everyone a good night. And remember, timelybeaver@gmail, timelybeaver.com, and 206-222-2328. And we hope to hear from you. And everyone, enjoy your night. And we'll leave you with a B-side by Neutron Dawn called, it's a cover of Bright Eyes' Attempt to Tip the Scales. Have a good night, everyone.
Night.
Did you expect it all to stop at the wave of your hand? Like the sun's just gonna drop if it's night you demand. Well, would just end, so the house might dissolve. Once we're gone, who's gonna care if we were ever here at all? Well, summer's gonna come, it's gonna cloud our eyes again. No need to focus when there's nothing that's worth seeing. So we trade liquor for blood in an attempt to tip the scales. I think you lost what you loved in that mess of details. They seem so important at the time, now you can't even recall any names, faces, or lines. It's more the feeling of it all. So close to dying that I finally can start living.
Chick, she turns me on and on and on and on and on and on. Get back, do it, do it. like you're gonna get to it. Do it. Do it. Ow! Good night.